Yeah. And now, they say we need to have some fun to really get to it in about, well, we don't do time because there's no time. But soon come a time on Earth when there's zero time. You have zero res. You won't even have time residues. You won't have clocks. You won't have time. You won't be late for things. There's timing, but there's no time. Time is a false premise. That's the whole problem with the false premise. It's false. Then you can't ever land anywhere, and you can't ever get anywhere, and you're never early, and there's no history. But there's no history anyway because you keep rewriting history. How would you ever need to write another history book unless it's a new history book of what's happened this year or next year or last year or the future or the past? Oh, wait, no, that's Nostradamus. That's another thing. No, that's Edgar Casey. No, that's another one. No. Good God, it's Diane Bish. That's who it is. It's Diane Bish. That's who it is. That's right. Now, then what happens? You come back and there is no time, so there's no place to fit it. But yet you keep rewriting your history books.
Yeah, I kind of understand the concept of no time, and actually that's more comfortable to me. I won't even wear a watch. I don't want anything to do with the watch.
It's funny. People wear watches, but they don't watch the watch. The watch is watching them.
Yeah, kind of interesting.
The watch is watching you.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Well, I mean, really cool. Thanks for your time. I just got on the line out of curiosity.
you think you're going to just say goodbye, Steve?
We have just finally for him, for the very first time ever, completely obliterated the construct of time, and his last words were, "Thanks for your time. It's good."
I did say that, didn't I? Now I know why you're laughing.
That's fun. That's rich. Wow. That's good. We like this one. Hey, Bob, we like this one.
Yeah, you don't like many humans. Very few humans as I had to tolerate. Well, maybe tolerates them, but he doesn't like them. And I have to hear his complaints about everybody. So I guess he won't be complaining about you, Steve.
Oh, but he catalogs. He catalogs them. He dialogues them. And then when he gets sideways with them, he plays it to them and puts it in their emails and says, see what nasty things Ion says about you. And he pinpoints you and told what color your panties was and how much you didn't wear the right deodorant and how that J. Crew does not do well on you. Yes.
Are you saying I do that or Steve does that?
You do that, Bob.